Hauptschulabschlussprüfung 2025 English Listening Comprehension Test. There are four parts to the test. You mustn't speak during the test. You now have 2 minutes to look at all the parts. Now, skip to part one, please. Part one. You will hear 5 short conversations. There is 1 task for each conversation. You will hear each conversation twice. For tasks A to E, tick A, B, or C. Task A. What will Derek do?
Mom, I can't open my school account. What's wrong with it?
Oh dear. Have you tried to enter your account properly? I mean, have you entered your personal password?
My personal password? Oh, yes, it says enter required password, but, Mum, what on earth is my password? I can't remember.
Look, Derek, you should always write down your passwords on a paper and keep it in a safe place. A secret place, I mean.
Well, that doesn't help me now, Mum.
Well, then, I guess there's no other way than to write an email to your tutor and ask him for help.
That's too embarrassing. Maybe I can try some of my favorite passwords and it will work.
Don't do that. Your account might be closed after a couple of tries. Please, Derek, ask your tutor.
All right, Mom. I'll ask him at school tomorrow. Mom, I can't open my school account. What's wrong with it?
Oh, dear. Have you tried to enter your account properly? I mean, have you entered your personal password?
My personal password? Oh, yes, it says enter required password, but, Mum, what on earth is my password? I can't remember.
Look, Derek, you should always write down your passwords on a paper and keep it in a safe place. A secret place, I mean.
Well, that doesn't help me now, Mum.
Well, then, I guess there's no other way than to write an email to your tutor and ask him for help.
That's too embarrassing. Maybe I can try some of my favorite passwords and it will work.
Don't do that. Your account might be closed after a couple of tries. Please, Derek, ask your tutor.
All right, Mum. I'll ask him at school tomorrow.
Task B. When is the busiest time in the cafe?
So, how are things going with your cafe, Brodie?
Well, we are not really happy.
What's the matter?
It turned out that there aren't that many guests from 10 to 4, but most of the customers prefer to come late and enjoy their drinks after work.
But what's wrong with that, Brodie?
It is much more expensive to pay the staff for nights, and it's very late when Lily and I return home.
Can't you sleep longer the next morning?
Not exactly. There are deliveries, bills need to be paid, you see. There's still an awful lot to do in the mornings.
I see. So what's the plan then?
We're starting a new campaign next week.
So, how are things going with your cafe, Brodie?
Well, we are not really happy.
What's the matter?
It turned out that there aren't that many guests from 10 to 4, but most of the customers prefer to come late and enjoy their drinks after work.
But what's wrong with that, Brodie?
It is much more expensive to pay the staff for nights, and it's very late when Lily and I return home.
Can't you sleep longer the next morning?
Not exactly. There are deliveries, bills need to be paid, you see. There's still an awful lot to do in the mornings.
I see. So what's the plan then?
We're starting a new campaign next week.
Task C. When does John get up on the weekend?
John, what time do you usually wake up?
During the working week, I wake up early, maybe about 6 a.m. When I get up early, I like to get ready for the day, take a shower and have breakfast. However, at weekends, I don't like getting up early. I'll sleep in until 10 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah, I like to be lazy and stay in bed. So some Sundays, I get up even later. How about you, Sarah?
Well, I like every day to be the same. So I wake up every day at 8 a.m.
8 a.m.?
8 a.m. And I always do the same thing. First, I make coffee right away. Then I wake up my kids and we have breakfast together at about 8:30 a.m. John, what time do you usually wake up?
During the working week, I wake up early, maybe about 6 a.m. When I get up early, I like to get ready for the day, take a shower and have breakfast. However, at weekends, I don't like getting up early. I'll sleep in until 10 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah. I like to be lazy and stay in bed. So some Sundays, I get up even later. How about you, Sarah?
Well, I like every day to be the same. So I wake up every day at 8 a.m.
8 a.m.
8 a.m. And I always do the same thing. First, I make coffee right away. Then I wake up my kids and we have breakfast together at about 8:30 a.m.
Task D. What's the real reason for Beth not coming to the shopping mall?
Beth, give me one good reason why you can't come with me to this terrific new shopping mall.
Selma, you know I have an awful lot to do today. Mom told me to help her with the cooking, and I have to study for the math test next Friday.
But you could come afterwards. You could meet me later in the afternoon.
To be quite honest, I'm not that much interested in shopping anyway.
Don't tell me. You always come with us trying out new shops. What's the real problem, Beth?
I'm a bit short of money at the moment, so it wouldn't be much fun for me. But I don't want to spoil your afternoon. Why don't you go with Ella?
It's much more fun with you, Beth. But as I need some new T-shirts, I guess I'll ask Ella. Sorry, Beth. Beth, Give me one good reason why you can't come with me to this terrific new shopping mall.
Selma, you know I have an awful lot to do today. Mom told me to help her with the cooking, and I have to study for the math test next Friday.
But you could come afterwards. You could meet me later in the afternoon.
To be quite honest, I'm not that much interested in shopping anyway.
Don't tell me. You always come with us trying out new shops. What's the real problem, Beth?
I'm a bit short of money at the moment, so it wouldn't be much fun for me. But I don't want to spoil your afternoon. Why don't you go with Ella?
It's much more fun with you, Beth. But as I need some new T-shirts, I guess I'll ask Ella. Sorry, Beth.
Task E. How much does Dana usually spend on food per week?
So, Dana, do you actually cook much?
Yes, I love cooking. I often cook with my roommate. We enjoy making Chinese or Japanese food. Sometimes we go shopping and spend up to £50 in 7 days. But we share the costs. So, for me, it's around £25 then. How about you?
Well, I don't really cook that often. I'm really busy during the week. Basically, I get something at the shop or a takeaway. To be honest, it's quite expensive. I think it's more than £100 a week. But at the weekends, I sometimes cook.
So, do you ever go to restaurants?
Sometimes I eat out with a friend or my parents. And you?
Not too often, maybe once a month. And then my costs are almost £100 altogether.
So, Dana, do you actually cook much?
Yes, I love cooking. I often cook with my roommate. We enjoy making Chinese or Japanese food. Sometimes we go shopping and spend up to £50 in 7 days. But we share the costs. So, for me, it's around £25 then. How about you?
Well, I don't really cook that often. I'm really busy during the week. Basically, I get something at the shop or a takeaway. To be honest, it's quite expensive. I think it's more than £100 a week. But at the weekends, I sometimes cook.
So, do you ever go to restaurants?
Sometimes I eat out with a friend or my parents. And you?
Not too often, maybe once a month. And then my costs are almost £100 altogether.
This is the end of part one. Now, skip to part two. Part 2. You will hear some information about Holker Hall and Gardens, a famous site in England. You will hear the information twice. For tasks A to E, fill in the grid.
Holker Hall and Gardens. Holker Hall is a must-see visitor attraction in the northwest of England. It is situated in the beautiful countryside, not far from the Lake District. Its name means Hill on Wet Ground. Holker Hall was built in the 15th century. It has been home to the Cavendish family since 1756. Lucy Cavendish, who owns the house, welcomes visitors to the hall and the gardens that surround it. Have a look at the rooms in which even Queen Mary once spent a night and enjoyed the lovely old building with its high ceilings and spectacular views. Around the hall, there is a wonderful garden that has already won many awards. You can stroll along the paths, smell the flowers, see the statues, or sit by the fountain and watch the fish in the pond. Moreover, there is a huge open parkland that is just perfect for a picnic with friends or long walks with your dog. If you need a souvenir, why not check the two shops there? One is a gift shop. Here you are sure to find a little something for yourself or for a friend or relative. You can buy nearly everything, from soaps to towels, and from cups to fridge magnets. Or you can visit the farm shop that sells regional products like cheese, meat, jams, and cakes. It is so special because all these things are produced by local farmers. If you feel tired, go to Holker Hall Cafe and get a bit of rest. Treat yourself to a delightful afternoon tea with sandwiches and cakes, and even your dog will be welcome. Holker Hall and Gardens. Holker Hall is a must-see visitor attraction in the northwest of England. It is situated in the beautiful countryside, not far from the Lake District. Its name means hill on wet ground. Holker Hall was built in the 15th century. It has been home to the Cavendish family since 1756. Lucy Cavendish, who owns the house, welcomes visitors to the hall and the gardens that surround it. Have a look at the rooms in which even Queen Mary once spent a night and enjoyed the lovely old building with its high ceilings and spectacular views. Around the hall, there is a wonderful garden that has already won many awards. You can stroll along the paths, smell the flowers, see the statues, or sit by the fountain and watch the fish in the pond. Moreover, there is a huge open parkland that is just perfect for a picnic with friends or long walks with your dog. If you need a souvenir, why not check the two shops there? One is a gift shop. Here you are sure to find a little something for yourself or for a friend or relative. You can buy nearly everything, from soaps to towels and from cups to fridge magnets. Or you can visit the farm shop that sells regional products like cheese, meat, jams, and cakes. It is so special because all these things are produced by local farmers. If you feel tired, go to Holker Hall Cafe and get a bit of rest. Treat yourself to a delightful afternoon tea with sandwiches and cakes, and even your dog will be welcome.
This is the end of part two. Now skip to part three. Part 3. Listen to Daniel's experiences of a concert he visited not too long ago. What can you say about the people at the concert? You will hear the information twice. For tasks A to E, write a letter A to H next to each person.
Daniel dragged himself home after a long night. His big toe hurt terribly. His thumb too. And his little fingernail was torn. There was also a mysterious bruise on his neck. Where had it come from? The concert was amazing. By the second song, the crowd had already begun to spring wildly back and forth. Leo got a little bit carried away and landed on Daniel's foot. Then Daniel twisted his ankle and almost fell. Luckily, it didn't hurt too badly. And besides, the music was awesome. During his favourite song, the girl standing next to him pointed upwards with her finger, and Daniel lifted her up onto his shoulders so she could see the band. After the song was over, she thanked him with a kiss on the cheek. Daniel was in heaven. His friend Mark jumped up and down right next to him. So Daniel did not wonder when he stumbled and crashed into him. Mark fell against Daniel's hand quite heavily and managed to tear his little fingernail. The crowd were becoming more energetic and the music better and better. Suddenly, Daniel was lifted up by a person in the crowd and he crowd-surfed down to the front of the stage. Unbelievable. He collected bruises when he fell. But who cares? Not Daniel. Even when this muscle-packed giant next to him slapped him on his back just for fun, he smiled. They all felt like one big family. At the end of the night, everything ached, and Daniel was exhausted. He didn't mind the pain, because it was the best concert he'd ever been to. All he wanted to do now was go home and sleep. Daniel dragged himself home after a long night. His big toe hurt terribly, his thumb too, and his little fingernail was torn. There was also a mysterious bruise on his neck. Where had it come from? The concert was amazing. By the second song, the crowd had already begun to spring wildly back and forth. Leo got a little bit carried away and landed on Daniel's foot. Then Daniel twisted his ankle and almost fell. Luckily, it didn't hurt too badly. And besides, the music was awesome. During his favourite song, the girl standing next to him pointed upwards with her finger, and Daniel lifted her up onto his shoulders so she could see the band. After the song was over, she thanked him with a kiss on the cheek. Daniel was in heaven. His friend Mark jumped up and down right next to him, so Daniel did not wonder when he stumbled and crashed into him. Mark fell against Daniel's hand quite heavily and managed to tear his little fingernail. The crowd were becoming more energetic and the music better and better. Suddenly, Daniel was lifted up by a person in the crowd, and he crowd-surfed down to the front of the stage. Unbelievable. He collected bruises when he fell. But who cares? Not Daniel. Even when this muscle-packed giant next to him slapped him on his back just for fun, he smiled. They all felt like one big family. At the end of the night, everything ached, and Daniel was exhausted. He didn't mind the pain, because it was the best concert he'd ever been to. All he wanted to do now was go home and sleep.
This is the end of part 3. Now, skip to part 4. Part 4. Listen to Martin, a British farmer, talking about a rather special topic, mooing. You will hear the interview twice. For tasks A to E, tick A, B or C.
Welcome to our podcast about animals. Today, we're talking to Martin, a local farmer from Stoke-on-Trent, about the importance of moo. Welcome to our animal interview, Martin. You're a specialist on cows, and we're very happy to have you.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So, let us know more about your favourite animals.
Next time you're out on a walk in the countryside and hear a cow mooing, listen carefully. It sounds like just a meaningless noise, but scientists in Australia have discovered that when cattle moo, they are communicating with each other.
But sorry, Martin, to be quite honest, we all know cows go moo. Don't tell me you recognise your cows by their moo?
Well, not me, but Alexandra Green. She led a study which analysed hundreds of moo sounds. Even without looking at them in the herd, she can tell which one is making a noise, just based on its voice. Green hopes that farmers will use her findings to better understand their cows' emotions so that they can take better care of them.
Well, it sounds quite idyllic.
It is wonderful. Communication among cows is supposed to have a positive effect on the cow's health, Meat and milk could therefore show a higher quality and a better standard.
And this, of course, is important for you as a farmer.
It definitely is. And let me add, cows, just as humans, are social beings and respond to the idea of being part of a group. Therefore, hearing your friends and family mooing will definitely increase the amount and quality of milk.
Very interesting indeed, Martin. Thanks for letting us know these amazing facts about cows. I'll remember you next time I have a glass of milk. Welcome to our podcast about animals. Today, we're talking to Martin, a local farmer from Stoke-on-Trent, about the importance of moo. Welcome to our animal interview, Martin. You're a specialist on cows, and we're very happy to have you.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So, let us know more about your favourite animals.
Next time you're out on a walk in the countryside and hear a cow mooing, listen carefully. It sounds like just a meaningless noise, but scientists in Australia have discovered that when cattle moo, they are communicating with each other.
But sorry, Martin, to be quite honest, we all know cows go moo. Don't tell me you recognise your cows by their moo?
Well, not me, but Alexandra Green. She led a study which analysed hundreds of moo sounds. Even without looking at them in the herd, she can tell which one is making a noise, just based on its voice. Green hopes that farmers will use her findings to better understand their cows' emotions so that they can take better care of them.
Well, it sounds quite idyllic.
It is wonderful. Communication among cows is supposed to have a positive effect on the cow's health. Meat and milk could therefore show a higher quality and a better standard.
And this, of course, is important for you as a farmer.
It definitely is. And let me add, cows, just as humans, are social beings and respond to the idea of being part of a group. Therefore, hearing your friends and family mooing will definitely increase the amount and quality of milk.
Very interesting indeed, Martin. Thanks for letting us know these amazing facts about cows. I'll remember you next time I have a glass of milk.
This is the end of part 4. You now have 2 minutes to check your answers.